follower of Jesus Christ. So, you Christians out there, you've met him, right? What? No? You mean you can't tell me what he looks like? What he's like in person? Is he a good dancer? Does he have a sense of humor? Well, you've seen him at least. I mean, what does he look like? Like the statues and the paintings? Can't say for sure. Are you saying you've never heard the sound of his voice? Is it deep and resonant? Or soft and wilting? Did you hear him in the scripture passages we just proclaimed? Did you hear him speaking to you? What about when you arrived? Did you see him in the people around you as you entered the church? In the warmth of their smiles? In the warmth of friends old and new? Surely, as Christians, you meet him every Sunday in the communion you receive at his table. No? Well, don't feel too bad. Today's gospel seems to be telling us most people have this problem. The two disciples traveling on the road don't believe the testimony of others who claim they have seen Jesus risen and alive. They fail to understand the meaning of the scriptures, even as Jesus interprets it to them in his own voice. It is not until the breaking of the bread that they finally recognize Jesus and believe. But then something strange happens. He disappears. Or does he? Even to those who believe in him and recognize him as the Christ, he is still something of a mystery. You may remember from last week, the goal of these Eastertide gospel passages is to get the hearer to believe. When the two disciples learn to recognize Jesus, he no longer needs to appear before their eyes. They will see him, not just in the breaking of the bread, but in the words of sacred scripture, and in the voices, dreams, and hopes of our fellow human beings. Are you so sure you've never met Jesus? Like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, even if you didn't realize it at the time, I am sure you have met him. Jesus is all around us. Even if we don't see him, he sees us. Sometimes we don't recognize that Jesus was there until we sit down and reflect on what has happened. Like the disciples, we can become too wrapped up in our own stories to see the larger one. But even when we do see it, Jesus is with us. Jesus Christ is our Lord and lovingly guards and watches over us. He has called you and he will come for you. He is here right now. He is, in the words of the gospel we speak, he is in the Eucharist we share. He is in the love we give to each other. Jesus is everywhere. Jesus is everything. If we don't see it yet, it's okay. Have faith that Christ is here now in this Mass, in this Eucharist, and in every moment of our lives. Live your life in the truth of that knowledge, and you will rise with him. He will claim you and gather you into his eternal kingdom. You will see him, and in him